Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, October 24th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for KUAF comes from Dr. Charles A. White Periodontics and Dental Implants, a regional practice offering periodontal care to new and existing patients for over 25 years. Information regarding appointments and consultation, gum grafting, computer-guided dental implants, and minimally invasive laser therapy is available at drcawhite.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, something for everybody today on the show. Why Alma could be called the knot-tying capital of the world. Why Newton County is a perfect setting for a new graphic novel. Why the old 78s made great music at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. And what a new poll from Talk Business and Hendricks College tells us about November 6th.
All of that and more ahead. But first, let me remind you that this is the on-air fundraiser for KUAF, a time when we make it especially easy for you to make a financial contribution to your public radio station. First, a phone number, 800-522-5823. Now, a website, supportkuaf.com. You can choose the amount that you financially give to KUAF, and you can choose the method and style in which you give. The important thing is we think that you make the decision right now to support the radio that you listen to and use. 800-522-5823.
And helping make this a little easier for some of you who maybe have never contributed before, we have a challenge going that has been issued by Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis of Berryville in the amount of $1,600. And Rick Stockdale, our station manager, as he walked out of here, they told us that we are down to $570 left on that. So we've chipped away at that very well.
That would be about 40% to go.
All right. I will trust your math.
A little bit more than 40, actually.
So the way this works is if you have never given before, now is a good time to do so because this will be matched for us. So it'll be worth double.
Right. So if we can raise $570, say, before the end of this edition of Ozarks at Large, that makes $1,600 from Alice and Carol, which means $3,200 for KUAF.
Absolutely. And if you would like to help us get there by the end of Ozarks, you can give us a call now at 575-5823 or 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. And we would like to thank a couple of callers. Tara Stevenson from Fayetteville, thank you for your contribution. And also Joseph from Poto.
Poto, Oklahoma. Excellent. Very good. Mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned that the amount of your financial contribution is completely up to you. That's the case. The average pledge is about $104, $9 a month. When you break that down, it doesn't sound like that much. It's all you have to do is sign up for an automatic check draft plan, actually, or payroll deduction if you're a University of Arkansas employee. Every month, a set amount of money would be automatically deducted from your checking account or from your paycheck. It's a very small amount. You'll hardly notice it's missing, but by the end of the year, it's added up to $104 or $105 pledge to KUAF. I think it's an affordable way to make a big pledge seem not so big.
Absolutely.
But you determine the amount. You can call us at 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. And if you have any questions, you can ask the phone volunteers. They're well-versed.
Yes, Peter Tooker is out there, one of our loyal phone volunteers.
And you can also pledge online
at supportkuaf.com.
It will be partly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s, and partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the mid-60s, 50% chance of rain tomorrow, highs from 75 to 80. 800-522-5823.
Or online at supportkuaf.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. Cardboard boxes will soon line the campus green at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. On November 10th, four campus organizations and the Next Step Day Room will host an event during which students will sleep in a cardboard box. Dan Maher, UAFS Professor of Sociology and Anthropology and the president of the Next Step Day Room Board of Directors, says the event is aimed at raising awareness about hunger and homelessness in Fort Smith and the Arkansas River Valley.
We realize sleeping outside in a cardboard box one night doesn't really capture homelessness necessarily, but it'll give students a sense for experiencing that. And in the evening, it's going to start about 5:30 in the afternoon, and we have two or three different kind of educational things planned for that. One, we'll do a kind of an overall profile of homelessness in Fort Smith, different agencies and what services are offered.
Maher says the Next Step Day Room serves about 500 clients per month, and typically about 100 of those clients are new to the center. He hopes the event will humanize homelessness by introducing people to the realities of the problem in the area.
I hope that it will give people just a, you know, an inkling of what it is like to be homeless and how difficult it is to work on overcoming that. Between, you know, just the physical situation of sleeping outside, not getting a good night's sleep, not knowing where your next meal is coming from and so on, it's a really difficult challenge for people to get to the services that they need to and then follow through with those.
Participants in the Cardboard Box Night will have to pay an admission fee. All money raised will go to the Next Step Day Room. Cost for individuals is $15. Groups of three or more will pay only $10 per person, and current UAFS students will pay $5.
According to the opinion released yesterday by Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, Arkansas law would allow the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission to provide financial support to the University of Arkansas for renovation of the old field house on the Fayetteville campus. The opinion was requested when the university originally asked for $1 million from the commission for the building's renovation into a performance hall to be named after Jim and Joyce Faulkner of Little Rock. In September, the couple donated $6 million to the project, which has an estimated price tag of $17 million.
Flu season is approaching. With that in mind, the Arkansas Department of Health is holding mass flu clinics across the state from now through the first week of November. According to the Department of Health, the day-long events are meant to immunize as many people to the flu as possible. While many variations of the flu virus exist, the vaccine protects against the three flu viruses most likely to cause the most illness in the upcoming flu season. According to the Department of Health, the very old and very young, pregnant women, and people with certain health conditions are at greater risk for complications from the flu. Mass flu clinics in the area will be held Friday at the Rogers Activity Center and at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale and at the Community Christian Fellowship Church in Siloam Springs next Friday. For information about flu clinics in other areas, you can visit the Arkansas Health Department website at healthyarkansas.gov.
The Arkansas women's Razorback basketball team has earned some honor even before the start of the season. The team has been ranked 8th in the Southeastern Conference preseason poll. In addition, senior post Sarah Watkins was honored with SEC second team honors. Last season, Watkins was tied for first in blocks in SEC games with 2.5 blocks per game. The women's basketball team opens its season against Rogers State on November 4th.